I have a kind of a nickname for this gospel. I call it Jesus Gets Interrupted. His plans get changed, you know, and I find it interesting that that happens. We too often have our plans changed, and we try to find God's will in our lives, and by looking at Jesus, we can see some evidence of how we too are supposed to handle these situations. You know, Jesus is a bit of a mystery to us. He was fully God, and as God, he would have had the ability to see in advance that these people were going to get there before them and kind of ruin their deserted place that time they wanted apart. But as being fully human, he also gave up some of that omniscience while he remained on earth that he would have had as Almighty God. And so Jesus voluntarily allows himself to be surprised and to let God speak to him through the will, to the circumstances of his life, just as we have to also go through that same thing. The apostles have been sent out two by two, and they've been working very hard. You know, they went to all the towns and villages around the Sea of Galilee in pairs, and now they've come back, and they've cured the sick, they've cast out demons, they've preached the gospel. They've also been rejected by some people. You remember, told them to shake the dust out of their feet, out of their sandals. And so they come back, and they're all excited, and they've got all these people following them, and there's such a huge crowd around them. And so Jesus says something that, if you think about it, might be a little surprising. He said, let's come away and be by ourselves. We need to recharge, you know. I think a lot of us in this day and age, if we had met with that kind of success in what we set out to do, we would feel it was God's will that we go back and try to get twice that many, right? And get all those people have needs. We have to get busy and do those things. We have to be more productive. But Jesus says, no, we're going to leave this crowd that all want our attention and go away by ourselves. So the disciples are called to come away and be with Jesus. We, on the other hand, often want to do too much. We have a certain franticness and busyness in our society amongst many of us. And one wonders if that really is the will of God. Is it possible that my life might be somewhat out of balance? How would I know this? Well, Christ gives us permission, perhaps, to evaluate what we're doing. The one thing that we don't want to exclude from our life as Christians is our relationship with Jesus. If I am too busy to say prayers to Jesus every day, then I am too busy. And I know we can't all spend an hour in the Adoration Chapel every day, but we're all called to pray somehow. If I'm not communicating with my spouse on a regular basis, you know where that's going to lead, right? It leads to not being together anymore. And this is the way it is with Christ. And he knew that their effectiveness, those apostles, in order for them to do what they did, they needed to be in communion with him. And so he called them to be together with him. And so one way that we're called to have balance in our lives is through prayer. Another way that Christ calls us to be with him is by entrusting to him the events and circumstances of our lives. So often God wishes to speak to us through the interruptions of life, through those things which we that we are not expecting. And this is what we find God speaking to Christ in the same way. There's a little book that I found very useful, which I mentioned once before, and I put in the bulletin this week, called Abandonment to Divine Providence. The author of that little book tells us that God works through every circumstance of our lives. We live in the present only. God lives in the past, the present, and the future. We are not so fortunate. Except we can dwell in the past, we can worry about the future, but God comes and speaks to us only in the present. What is the duty of the present moment? What is it that God wants me to do right now? Can I let go of the rest of my life for this hour that I'm here to worship God? Can I really listen to God as he speaks to us through the readings? How has God spoken to me in my life? Perhaps he spoke to you in the ways things didn't go well, when your plans were not fulfilled, when things got off track. I had somebody come up to the office here on Wednesday during our staff meeting. This lady is entering religious life. I've known her for 30 years. Didn't know she was coming. She had left several cell phone messages for me, but I had lost my cell phone. Then she came to the door, but it was locked because we were having our staff meeting. Sometimes we don't lock it, but today someone did, you know, or Wednesday. And so finally she came and left me a note, and somebody picked it up. And I said to God, I said, why is it that you didn't permit me to see this woman? And he, well, he didn't say anything to me at all. But I got the message. He said, other times when you would dearly like somebody not to, you don't want to connect with something or someone, and yet there it is, you know. That's the way our lives are. And this is the way it was with Jesus. You see, he deliberately wanted to get away from the crowds, and yet God's will for him was that he find those crowds when he arrived at his destination. God completely contradicted what Jesus had intended as God the Father. And I find that very interesting. God will often work through our lives in the same way. Another way that our lives can get out of balance is if we don't have the scriptures in our lives. All of us are called to be immersed in the Word of God. And one of the ways that I like to do this is to have a little Bible open somewhere in the house, and I underline a passage, and sometimes I do one a week. This week I'm using Rejoice in the Lord Always. I think I'll switch it now to Come Away by Yourself for a Little While, you know? And I don't mean a vacation. I mean, what do I need to come away from to be closer to God? You know, do I need to come away from excessive attention to the media? This is a big issue in our society, that we don't have time for our families anymore. We don't have time for the friends that matter, one-on-one. And most of all, we don't have time for the Lord, but we have all this time for so much media. Having said that, make sure and check out our new website on the internet. Sorry, just thought I'd throw that in. What is the Lord calling you to come away from? Might be a vacation, but don't be surprised if things don't go quite the way you expected them to. That's part of God's will. I have a feeling that's what we're here on earth to find out. How do we react when things don't go the way we plan? That's when life gets going. That's when we're learning the most. That's when we're getting close to what the disciples are discovering every week as we hear them when we come to Mass. Finally, there's a principle in my life that I have found invariably to be true. Any of you who spent an hour in the Adoration Chapel or given an hour to God, even in service here, or an hour in prayer with the Scriptures, when I give God time, when I, if you will, waste time with Him, which might be more productive somewhere else, it would seem, God invariably gives it back to me. A saint once said, the Lord said to him, I can't remember the saint, if you take care of my business, says the Lord, I will take care of yours. So if we pay attention to his things, don't be surprised if he's not taking care of yours as well. That's just the way that God likes to operate. And so we ask our Lord today, oh Lord, help us to see what areas of our lives may be out of balance. Help us to find time for the things that really matter. Help us to always find time for you. Amen.